The ABC has obtained an extraordinary email which appears to provide key evidence that a private company being investigated by the Australian Electoral Commission funneled undeclared campaign donations to the Northern Territory Country Liberals election campaign in 2012. Opponents say the company Foundation 51 is a private slush fund for the Country Liberals. The Electoral Commission's investigating allegations made in May this year about Foundation 51's links to senior members of the CLP. Senior figures in the party, including the current Chief Minister Adam Giles, have repeatedly denied any knowledge of the activities of Foundation 51 and their links to the NT government. Kate Wilde has this exclusive report.
Graham Lewis, the sole director of research company Foundation 51 and former Country Liberal Party treasurer, has insisted more than once that the relationship between his company and the Country Liberal Party is not a financial one. He told the ABC in a statement in May,
"Foundation 51 is simply a supporter of the CLP in political terms, as are many other business organisations in the Northern Territory, and has no financial relationship with the CLP."
But a document obtained by the ABC this week and allegedly written by Mr. Lewis shows that Foundation 51 donated at least $200,000 to the CLP in 2012. An email written on the 26th of November 2012 was sent to newly elected Chief Minister Terry Mills and members of the CLP executive. It lays out in detail how $200,000 in undeclared monies was spent for election-related activities. It reads,
"Polling, $110,000. Consultants re the debt strategies and policies, $34,000. Concept development, $34,160.
The email also reveals that some of the money, which was raised in the 8 weeks before the 2012 poll, was spent on travel and outgoing expenses for a person named McGrath. The director of the Country Liberals election campaign in 2012 was James McGrath, who is now a Queensland senator. Mr. Lewis warns,
"Like you, I will be mortified if this information becomes widely known. It must be closely held for obvious reasons."
Former Queensland Electoral Commissioner Bob Longland says transparency is a major principle of political donations under Australian law.
If an individual or an organisation decides they want to support a particular party, then they're quite welcome to do it. What they have to do, of course, is make sure that it's publicly available, the information about their donation.
What if someone gives money to a company or organisation that's not directly affiliated with a political party? Does that have to be declared?
Well, it depends on whether or not that company or organisation has been declared an associated entity. That is, an organisation that exists generally wholly and solely to support a particular political party. If that's the case, then those donors are required to make their donations publicly available under the systems that exist for annual and election returns.
Under electoral laws in both the Northern Territory and the Commonwealth, expenditure of this type should have been declared in the electoral returns for 2012. The activities of Foundation 51 are the subject of two separate investigations, one by the AEC, another by the Northern Territory Electoral Commission. An inquiry into political donations being held by the Northern Territory Parliament is also expected to look into Foundation 51. Last week, the ABC revealed another email written by Graham Lewis that alleged Terry Mills held a directorial role with the Foundation whilst he was Chief Minister, a claim that Mr. Mills denies. Mr. Lewis declined an interview with the ABC, but in a written statement said he believed constant reference to the company as a slush fund was derogatory. He stated that money received by the foundation was used in research for the formulation of public policy. Some of that research may have been used in the run-up to the election and following the CLP's return to government, he said, but no money was ever paid to the CLP and there was no financial relationship. He says the company has cooperated fully with the NT Electoral Commission and has made all necessary disclosures. Mr. Lewis says the work of Foundation 51 has been dragged into the mud and its brand trashed by political opponents. The ABC did not receive a response from James McGrath or Terry Mills before going to air. The four other people copied into Mr. Lewis's November 2012 email declined to be interviewed.
Kate Wilde and Senator McGrath has now responded to the ABC's questions, but only by saying that they're best answered by the CLP.